Third down and 8 for Natrona at the Thunder Basin 48. Hill gets the snap. Three-step drop. Looking over the middle. He's going to lob a rainbow pass deep down the middle. And a pass is intercepted by Andre Felton as he tumbles down at the Thunder Basin 24. That was read beautifully by Felton as he reached up in front of his charcoal gray helmet and snagged it with his white gloves. Baker gets a snap, three-step drop. He looks, he's going to lob a rainbow pass to the near side pylon. Over the shoulder catch made by Dice Shepherd as he falls on his rear end in the green end zone in front of the front left pylon. Touchdown, Thunder Basin. Dice Shepherd, third receiving score in 2020. Ryan Baker, 12th touchdown pass in 2020. And Thunder Basin has a two-possession lead in Casper. 8:07 to play, second quarter. No score. Martin, a receiver, far side. Meineke, Greer, the receiver's near side. The backs are Kuhn and Axmit. Third and four, Sheridan from the Thunder Basin 15. Getting the snap. Koltiska gets off to Kuhn. Kuhn off left guard. Angles down the middle of the field across the 10, between the numbers and hashes, and then he cuts right, jukes a man, and scoots across the 5, and then gets taken down at the Thunder Basin 3-yard line. That's a gain of 12 and a Sheridan Bronc first down. Now under 8 to play in the first half. Knocking on the door and threatening is Sheridan. Martin, the receiver, split wide near side. Meineke, the receiver, far side. Two backs here for Sheridan. Greer is going to come in motion here. He's lined up on the wing, far side. Koltiska now sends him in motion. On first and goal from the Thunder Basin 3. Koltiska gets the snap. He gives off. This is Axman trying to find room off of right guard. He angles across the goal line right along the hashes and gets the football into the blue end zone for a Bronc touchdown. Isaac Axman gets his 7th rushing score in 2020. And with 7.5 minutes to play in the second quarter, Sheridan strikes first. They lead it 6-0. Steal into hold for the point after. Hold is down. Greer approaches, swings his right leg. It's a high end over and kick right down the middle between the two goalposts. 7.5 minutes to play before the half. Bronc 7, Bolts nothing. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Thunder Basin football.
Time for more exciting action on News Radio 1270 and 106.7 FM. Your home for the Bolts.
7 minutes, 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Sheridan leads Thunder Basin 7-0. Well, Sheridan took advantage of great field position as they drive it 42 yards in 7 plays to take this advantage. Back to receive the kick is the dangerous Isaiah Halliburton and Sergio Paleo. Here puts his white glove up in the air with his right hand. He approaches the football on the light jog and he swings his right leg, and he kicks the fluttering kick to the far side. It is going to be taken by Isaiah Halliburton. He's going to cross the field, across the 10, and then he's going to be surrounded and gang tackled for progress to about the 14 between the numbers and hashes near side. Great kick coverage that time by the Bronc of Sheridan. The first one in there was Caden Martin to put a lick right on Isaiah Halliburton. Martin, the 5'10", 165-pound senior. 7:23 to play second quarter, 7-0 Bronc. Time and score presented by Animal Medical Center. First down and 10 for Thunder Basin. Thrown 14 on the near side hash mark. Baker, the number 2 passer in the state, jogs in. You have Felton, Myers, first side. Shepherd, tied in near side. First down and 10, Bolts from their own 14. Baker claps, gets the ball. Gets off Jackson Pakula off left guard. He's going to be surrounded, corralled, and he's going to be spun down in the backfield by about 3 Bronc. Bronc there all over that one. Chili Tanner, the 6-foot senior transfer from California. He gets a TFL there. That's his 7th. He's now number 2 in the state in that category. In second down and 11 Bolts, 3 receivers far side. Andre Felton, the lone receiver near side. Shepherd is in the slot far side. Split out wide is Catlin. Pakula on the left hip of Baker on second down and 11 for the Bolts from their own 13. Baker claps, gets a chest tie snap. Five-step drop. Looks right. Fires on the far side flats. Pass complete to Shepard at the 10. And as soon as he catches it, Kyle Meineke puts his yellow helmet right in the left oblique of Shepard and drives him down. That's a loss of two back at the 10-yard line. And Thunder Basin now faces a third down and 14 from their own 10.5. 6:15 left before the half. Sheridan's defense has been dominant so far. They're so speedy. They're small, but they're speedy, and their technique is great. Third down, 14 for Thunder Basin to throw 10. Two receivers far side, one receiver near side. Baker claps. Gets the abdomen high snap. Flushed out of the pocket, rolls right, hit as he throws, and he fires to no one at the 20-yard line right in front of the Bolt bench on the far side. The closest receiver was about 7 yards from it, and it was Dylan Catlin. And now Thunder Basin goes three and out. They're going to have to punt this football. 5:52 left, second quarter, 7-0 Bronx. Decent crowd on hand here in Sheridan. It is limited to 50% capacity. Here's a chest-high snap to Garner Gochi, and 2 yards deep into the blue end zone. He's going to kick a high wobbling kick and coming up and making a fair catch right along the numbers at the 33 is Carter McComb. And once again, Sheridan with great field position. Their last drive, they got it in from 42 yards out. They'll start here at the Bolt 33 along the far side hash mark. Sheridan here is going to try to take advantage. Here on the near side for Sheridan, the receiver will be Cody Kilpatrick. On the far side, Brock Steele. Kuhn is to the right of Koltiska, the quarterback. Four-man front for Thunder Basin. They'll bring five. Koltiska's going to keep it on a quarterback draw. He goes off a right tackle right up the middle between the hashes, 30. He's going to be ridden down at the Thunder Basin 26. That's a gain of 8 yards on the quarterback keeper by Zach Koltiska, the 6'3", 195-pound senior. He's already had some success running this football in this game, averaging over 6 yards per carry. Second down and two for the Bronx. Meineke, a receiver split wide near side on the far end of Kilpatrick. Greer is going to be in the slot near side. Two backs. They'll probably send Greer in motion, though. Leonard Basin, four-man front. Greer comes in motion, sidesteps to the wing near side. Koltiska gets the snap. Turns, gives off to Kuhn, trying to find room, dances behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be suplexed down at about the 27 for a loss of two. Michael Coleman was having none of that. Coleman wrapped him up the hips and just drove him back on the back of his helmet. Coleman, the 6'1", 220-pound senior, he's the number two tackler in the state of Wyoming. He averages 10 per game. He also has an INT this year and five TFLs. It is third down for Sheridan and four from the Thunder Basin 26. Three receivers, two backs. Greer in motion, sidestepping through the line. Koltiska gets the chest high snap. He gets off to Axman. Big hole right up the middle between the hashes. He cuts right 15 to the 10 to the Thunder Basin 5 and right down the middle of the blue end zone for a Bronc touchdown. Axman runs it in from 26 yards out, and Sheridan has extended its lead to 13-0 with 4:12 to play before the half. Well, the Bronx have taken advantage of winning the field position battle. The last two drives they've started inside Thunder Basin territory, and they've converted six each time. Steele holds the football, approaching to kick it with his right foot. Is Greer, and he pops it through just inside the left upright. 4:12 to play in the first half. Sheridan 14, Thunder Basin nothing. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Bolt football.
Time for more exciting action on News Radio 1270 and 106.7 FM. Your home for the Bolts.
4:12 remaining in the second quarter. Sheridan leading Thunder Basin 14-0. Well, Thunder Basin were comeback kids last year. They trailed Natrona by 16, came back and won. Trailed East by 17, came back and won. They trailed the Sheridan Bronx in the regular season last year by 16 and came back and won. Right now they're down 14-0.